Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life. That poor, demonized, disrespected, misunderstood molecule called cholesterol, poor Mr. Cholesterol, has a big-time image problem. In fact, cholesterol is so disrespected that medical professionals think it's appropriate to poison the cholesterol-making machinery, poisoning cells, preventing them from making this stuff, and it's about to get worse. Statin drugs are now going to be dosed not based on LDL levels. They used to say, we need to get your LDL levels to a certain place. Now they're not going to say that. They're going to say, we know a certain dosage of statin drug is associated with lower heart disease, so we're just going to dose you with this statin drug. And oh, by the way, these are American Heart Association guidelines. According to these guidelines, statin drugs will now be the only drugs that are recommended. They're suggesting, anyway, that doctors don't even use non-statin drugs and that they avoid using things like niacin and fish oil. They say, do not routinely recommend non-statins. You're just going to be going in, getting your statin drug, and going out. Now, first of all, elevations in cholesterol have never really been clearly associated with heart disease. Aside from that, if you have elevated cholesterol levels, you don't poison the cholesterol-making machinery. You figure out what's going on. The cells are cranking out so much cholesterol. And behind all elevations in cholesterol, you will find one thing: blood sugar problems. Dysglycemia is the technical term. It means messed up blood sugar.